I'm truly fascinated by the man Cyrus in the first reading. Clearly, he's an important person. Did you hear all the incredible things said about him? Isaiah called him the Lord's anointed. That kind of sounds like what we'd say about Abraham or David. But no, this is Cyrus. Isaiah says that the Lord will subdue nations before Cyrus and will make kings run in his service, opening doors for him and leaving the gates unbarred. Definitely an important person in the history of our salvation. So how has he flown under the radar so much? I won't ask how many of you have never heard of Cyrus in the Bible before. But I would guess that's most of us. But he's the Lord's anointed, it says. So to help emphasize his importance, I had an idea. You know how a month or so ago, I tried to connect with everyone in our parish who is over 90? That was a great thing. So I thought, why don't I connect with everyone in our parish who is named Cyrus? Well, it didn't take very long. We do have two women in our parish named Cyrilla. One with a Y and one with an I. But I doubt that that even comes from Cyrus. Not very common, obviously. But it was even less common when Isaiah wrote 150 years before he even came that a guy named Cyrus, who would not even believe in God, would save his people. So there are really two incredible things about this story. The first is that this passage was written long before Cyrus ever even lived. It's not a news report after it happened. This is true prophecy. We'll come back to that in a minute. But the second incredible thing is that Cyrus was a pagan. He wasn't even a Jew. He was not living in the Holy Land. In fact, he was the leader of the nation that captured the Jews, the nation that conquered Jerusalem and sent the Jews into exile. He was perhaps the most powerful man in the world at the time. And yet he's the one who let them go home and actually helped them rebuild the temple eventually. It reminds us this morning that there are people and groups outside the Catholic Church and even outside Christianity that do remarkable things. Amidst all the bad news we sometimes hear, it's important to recognize the goodness in humanity. Now, that being said, there is a value to those groups that are uniquely Catholic. You know, if someone asks me if they should support Samaritan's Purse or Catholic Relief Service, Operation Christmas Child, or Catholic Social Service, I'll generally point them to that which is Catholic. First of all, it allows us to be the face of Jesus Christ to others, to not just help them in their need, but to help them in the name of Jesus and his church. But secondly, it also allows us to do good work in accord with his teaching. You know, some humanitarian groups do very good work, but then go in some crazy direction when it comes to population control or abortion or immigration. If we can do things in the name of Jesus and in accord with his teaching, then all the better. But going back to that prophecy, to Cyrus's credit, once he realized that he was a part of the prophecy, he cooperated with it. You know, I've been in that spot before. You know, there have been times where I'm at a meeting or a banquet, and someone will say, "Father, thanks for offering to give the closing prayer tonight." And I'll say, "What are you talking about? I'm not doing that." And they'll say, "No, look, it's right here on the program. Father Wesley Shavi, closing invocation." So, of course, I did it. Good thing I sort of know how to pray. And in fact, one of the earliest Jewish historians, his name was Josephus, he tells us that the Jews in exile showed Cyrus that his name was in Scripture. They showed him, and he saw that it had been prophesied that he would help them. And he was so amazed by that he let the Jews go home and eventually start rebuilding the temple, thereby doing the very thing that he was predicted to do. It's as if he said, "I don't know why God picked me, but who am I to stand in the way?" As we prepare for our stewardship renewal as a parish and as a diocese next month, we are challenged sometimes to say, "I don't know why God gave me the time that I have. I don't know why God gave me the abilities that I have, the material goods that I have. But who am I to stand in the way of sharing them?" In our Catholic Church, we have St. Gregory the Great, St. Leo the Great. Some would say St. John Paul the Great. But before Jesus even came, many Jews referred to this man as Cyrus the Great. Cyrus the Great. Because God reached outside of our traditional box and chose someone who was willing to step inside and carry out his will.